Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Salam wa rahmatullah to you all, my dear listeners. Welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Eid al-Fitr Mubarak for those who, you know, are in countries where the Eid is declared and they are having their first day of this Eid. So, on this joyous occasion, I extend my heartfelt felicitations to all of you, those who are experiencing the first day of Eid in their country. May this day be filled with blessings, joy, and a renewed sense of purpose in your lives. Today, let us delve into the spiritual essence of Eid through the wisdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam Baqir alayhi salam. So Imam Ali alayhi salam so beautifully encapsulates the essence of Eid when he says, "It is only Eid for the one whose fasting is accepted by Allah and whose night prayers are appreciated." This profound statement teaches us that Eid is not just about external festivities, but a celebration of spiritual achievements. It's a moment to ask ourselves, have we truly offered our best during Ramadan? Have we cleansed our hearts and strengthened our faith? So pause to reflect. Before diving into the celebrations, take a moment to sincerely pray and thank Allah for the opportunity to worship during the month of Ramadan. And, you know, take my advice, pray, inshallah, to have a better month of Ramadan and reach the next month of Ramadan, inshallah, in the coming year, from now even. And continue your journey. Let the discipline and spirituality of Ramadan guide your actions throughout the year. Imam Baqir alayhi salam also provides a beautiful perspective on the rewards of this day. When the first day of Shawwal arrives, you know, Shawwal is the next month after Ramadan. When the first day of Shawwal arrives, a caller announces, "O believers, hasten towards your rewards." Eid is a day when Allah bestows His gifts upon those who have strived sincerely in His path in the, you know, the ended month of Ramadan. These rewards are not just material, but include spiritual tranquility, forgiveness, and divine mercy. So inshallah, Allah would have His mercy upon you throughout your life. Begin your Eid with heartfelt du'as and prayers, thanking Allah for His blessings and mercy. Share your celebrations with family, friends, and those in need. A small act of kindness can multiply the joy of Eid for everyone. So inshallah, I hope you the best on this day. If it's Eid for you, it is, you know, Eid Mubarak to you, and happy Eid of Fitr. And if it's the night, you know, the first in this, tonight is the night of Eid for you, inshallah, have a good night and have a good day tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.